perfect. Evers isn't perfect. There's things that they're doing well. There's things that maybe they aren't doing super well. I give Evers a lot of leeway here, a lot of rope, I guess, because this is a new thing for all of us. So I get that part. So on that note, if you were advising Governor Evers right now, what would you tell him about when to lift this order? Should the 24th be finished and then we're back? When do we announce? If it's going to be later than the 24th, what are we on now, the 15th? When should he announce this? What advice would you give him?
So I would say no later than the end of this week, there should be a plan in place that's released to the public on a staged reopening. And so what that would look like are again, in places like northwestern Wisconsin, where we have almost no cases, almost back to normal. Now, we would still include social distancing rules. We would still include rules with people who are sick. We would still include rules for washing hands and touching face and all of those kind of things that we know are important. And we would monitor it carefully to make sure that we don't see some sort of spike. And that's how that would happen in a place like northwestern Wisconsin, where we have very few cases. In Milwaukee, I think you take a different approach, right? And it goes a little bit slower. And we, you know, maybe have to have the restaurants have a little bit more buy-in. But if I'm Tony Evers, I put that plan together at the table with Robin Voss and Scott Fitzgerald. And I get the legislature to buy in. Because the worst part about all of this is having one person under what I think are very, very tenuous statutory authorities for him. I think he's way out on a limb, and I suspect that if this continues, the courts will get involved and show him just how far out on a limb he's been. So he should work with the legislature, get buy-in for a reopening plan, and I think once you have that and the legislature has worked with him, then most people will buy in. Republicans will start buying in more, but if he just keeps doing this the way that he's doing it all on his own, you're going to start seeing Republicans across the state continue to say, I'm not for this, I'm against this. And it makes it more and more partisan, more and more difficult to implement.
Do you think that Voss and Fitzgerald would entertain that? Or do you think it's political for them? And going, if you come to us and ask for help, we're not going to help you because we're Republicans, you're Democrat, and that's just how it goes.
No, it's not how it works at all. I mean, look at the bill that passed yesterday, 97-2 out of the state assembly. Yeah. And I would